Joining us now is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for coming in early. Really appreciate it.
No problem. And I wanted to talk about the big name in the news this morning, Donald Trump Jr.
Well, you know, it goes anywhere from Tim Kaine saying this is treason to a different take by the New York Post, who says, and they're Trump-friendly, of course, who say Donald Trump is an idiot. Donald Trump Jr. is an idiot. That's really what it comes down to. Can you be let off the hook because you're naive and because you don't know what you're doing and because somebody tempts you? Says, okay. And intent becomes very important in all of this. So let me give you an example. Somebody is told, hey, the back door to the bank is open. You could go in and steal. He goes in, the thief goes in. There's some cash piled up, but he doesn't touch it because just at that moment the lights go on and he runs away. And he says, I didn't steal anything. Well, you know, when you're conspiring, basically, and that's what this was, with the Russians, who have never been the friends of this country and who are screwing up our elections and who clearly have cyber interests that are unhealthy. And we have to now accept the fact that somebody offered him information. It was going to be interesting information. So he made the thing, and he brings with him whom? He brings with him the campaign manager, Manafort. He brings with him his the official brother-in-law, now senior advisor to the president, and they all sit down and they listen. In the building at the time, we are now told, was Donald Trump. And one of the things I heard interestingly in this, I think it was Manafort, but I may be wrong on that, was sitting there looking at his cell phone. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Sitting there looking at his cell phone, I wonder, could anybody have been on the other end of that cell phone? And then we had the image of Donald Trump himself saying important information was going to be coming out in just a few days about Hillary and who he used to call Crooked Hillary. Now we see who was crooked. What would the expectation been that what this was somebody that Putin knew well? Well, Putin says, I never knew her. But we, of course, nobody's going to trust Putin at this stage of the game about anything. So that's where we stand right now.
One thing that I wanted to ask what you thought about is word came down that the New York Times was going to post the emails. And then Donald Trump Jr. posts all the emails himself on his Twitter account. And he says he's being transparent. Does that carry any weight at all?
Well, sometimes you throw yourself on the mercy of the court. You know, what happens is you know you're about to get caught. You know the New York Times is going to come out. And you say, okay, well, then the best thing to do would be to be transparent. But true transparency would have been you did it yourself before the New York Times. No, they got caught on this. There's no question. And while we're on the subject of things being caught, there is the matter of health care. So that while all this road and pony show is going on, you have Mitch McConnell saying we're going to have a bill. I've been saying all along they would have a bill, and I've been saying all along that the Republicans don't want to be in the minority. That's the last thing they want. And so now you have equivocations from people who we've always thought of as heroes, like Susan Collins, saying, no, we're not there yet. You know, there's a difference between not, we're not there yet and no. So I'm concerned. I think that there is a chance that they could get this thing pushed through. Clearly McConnell knows his stuff. And we'll have to see what they come up with as a way of compromise. What we're reading in the media is no way, it's not going to happen because the two sides, the conservatives and the more moderates, are too far apart.
WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you. I really appreciate your being here.